Hoshea Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, continuing the Haftorah of Vayetze. Kimar Isam Vayisba'u. So we're talking about Ephraim in the good days and then the bad, where Ephraim forsook HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of silver calves, golden calves that they made themselves. Going back to Yeravam ben Nevat, who made the pair of golden calves from Malchus Yisrael. Originally respected, originally others tremble, now they brought themselves low almost to death. Kimari Samba Yisbo, when they grazed and were satiated, they entered the land of their pasture and they had everything that they could want. So you entered Eretz Yisrael after leaving the desert. Ibn Ezra says that's what this refers to. Savu Vayaram Libam, and then they were satiated, they were full, and then their heart became haughty. Because once you had a good meal and you're feeling fat and sassy, and we learned this in Parshas Vaschanon Ekev, Pentochal Vasavata Vatim Tovim Tivnevi Yoshavta, Tzoncha Yirbiyun, everything's going to increase, everything's going to be good, and then eventually your heart becomes haughty and you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein Shechechuni, therefore they forgot me. They brought to life everything that Moshe Rabbeinu warned them about in Sefer Dvarim. Valedictory speeches can be fascinating and can really contain tremendous truths from Lahavdil, but from Moshe's Sefer Devarim to Yehoshua's incredible speech at the end of Sefer Yehoshua, and we read that Klal Yisrael really wasn't listening. They were in a hurry to get back and make money. They had jobs, you know, it's a work day. To Dwight Eisenhower's Lahavdil final speech he gave as president in the year 1960, when he warned about something called the military-industrial complex 3 years before Vietnam, and nobody in America took him seriously. Should listen to the words of wisdom from the leader who is stepping down, because they see things and know things that we don't. But Sefer Dvarim is a clear warning about everything, and look how we ignored it over the millennia. Zayin va'ehi lohem kamo shachal. I was like to them like a lion. So they forgot me. So guess what? I'm going to be like a lion in terms of the alacrity with which I hand them over into the other nations. Kin nomer al derech Ashur, like a leopard. By the way, I'm going to lurk. I'll be there. Now, Ashur, Rashi says this is not Ashur, the country, but Ashurenu, like lying in wait, like ambushing, rather than Ashur, the country. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our great Savior and Provider, is lying in wait for us to attack by the side of the road, what have we done to push him away? Ches ef yeshem kedov shakul. I will meet them like a bear that is going to bereave them. A bereaving bear. A bear that's going to cause death. Everybody translates it the same way. Ready to bereave people by the fact that the bear has totally destroyed their companions or themselves. Ve'ekra segar libam. I will tear apart the enclosure of their heart. The bear puts the claws in the chest, say the Mefarshim, and rips downwards and rips the heart out, in a manner of speaking. Like the lion, taraf, tearing up, and that's the next metaphor. Va'ochleim sham kilavi, I will devour them like a lion. Lavi is one of the five stages of lion life. Kefir, aryeh, lavi, chayas hasodeh tevakim. And the beasts of the field are going to tear them into pieces once I start tearing them open, without mercy. We're going to be a corpse lying there just being torn to bits. Tes shichescha Yisrael kiviva ezrecha. Very short pasuk, but powerful. You have destroyed yourself, Israel, because you have rebelled against me, your helper, your savior, the one who aids you, your supporter. Your own behavior has brought your own destruction. Terrifying statement about Klal Yisrael at a time when we've seen this happen far too many times. And Yud Ehi Malkecha Efo, I'm going to be, where is your king? Where is he, by the way? Where is your king? I'm the savior, I'm going to be here for all time. What about these kings of yours? B'yoshiacha b'chol arecha. Let him save you in all of your cities. Eh? You said when you came to Shmuel and demanded a king and you got King Shaul, He said, he's going to keep us safe. He's going to keep us secure in our cities. Okay. He's going to go before and wage war. How's he doing, this king of yours? And your judges, where you said, give me a king and princes. You wanted to be like everybody else. You wanted to do what everybody else did. I'm going to live forever. What about all these kings? What about all these dynasties? And in Yisrael, the dynasties come and go and inevitably end in assassination and death. And where are all of those guys now? Bad times for Ephraim and all their own doing. You have destroyed yourself.